Here are the titles of the lessons for this module. Lesson 1 is the Introduction and Overview, which you are reviewing now. Lesson 2, ENS Regulatory Requirements. The regulatory requirements for stormwater discharges from construction sites are highlighted. Lesson 3 is Erosion Processes and ENS Controls, which explains what causes erosion and sedimentation and the type of controls that are used to mitigate them during construction. Lesson 4 is Requirements for Common ENS Controls. This lesson reviews general inspection, maintenance, and repair requirements for commonly used ENS controls and also takes a look at specific requirements for select ENS controls. There is also information on determining when a project is stabilized, sediment removal and disposal, and other proper handling of construction waste. Lesson 5 is a thorough review of erosion and sedimentation pollution control plans, including basic components of a plan, the BMP installation and removal sequence, construction details, phase projects, limits of disturbance, and many other things. Lesson 6 covers inspection logistics, such as how to schedule and prepare for inspections, identifying priority areas, and organizing data. Lesson 7 is about observing critical stages of stormwater control measures, or SCMs. This includes some background on post-construction stormwater management, or PCSM, plans, requirements for observing critical stages of SCMs, and how that fits into construction stormwater inspections and special considerations for SCMs that are designed to infiltrate stormwater runoff. Lesson 8 is using the VSIR mobile application. It is a step-by-step guide on how to use the application on a tablet. Lesson 9 covers the key aspects of PennDOT's compliance management program. This includes the compliance response policy, stormwater self-audit program, and some background on the EPA consent agreement.